Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Shavuos Shalema from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the halacha of Moisa Ketores. What do you used to do with the leftover Ketores in the coming year? And there used to be a chilul from the Kedusha of this Ketores. Used to be mechalul the Kedusha. Asks the Gemara, v'amai nime Kedusha shebehen leheichon holcha. Says the Gemara, Malei Ketores Kaomers Shani Ketores the Kedushas Domimu. The Gemara says that Ketores is different, and the Ketores can have a chilul because the Ketores is only Kedushas Domim. And further on in the sugya, there's a big shaklevetaria to work out: is the Ketores a Kedushas Domim and can have a pidyon, or is it a Kedushas Haguf and Lechayre should not be able to have a pidyon unless, like the Gemara says, Lemaskona it's a leiv bezdin masne. Rashi explains the whole shaklevetaria in the sugya. To know whether Ketores is a Kedushas Domim or a Kedushas Haguf depends if the Machteshes, this is the Kli which we made the Ketores, which we, with that we made the Ketores, is the Machteshes a Kli Shoris? And therefore if it's a Kli Shoris, the Ketores is going to be a Kedushas Haguf? Or is the Machteshes not a Kli Shoris? And if it's not a Kli Shoris, the Ketores is only a Kedushas Domim when the people were Makdish, the Kohanim and the Gizborim were Makdish with Bepeh, was only a Kedushas Domim. And the Machteshes, since it wasn't a Klishoris, did not make the Ketores into Kedushas Haguf. This is how Rashi explains the Shaklevetaria in the Sugya to know whether Ketores is Kedushas Domim or not. The Briskerov, in his Mechtovim in the letters at the end of his Sefer, Chidushi Mori Yuzal Levi al Rambam, says that this is also the Das of the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins the Klea Mikdosh, Perik Beis Halach Avov, that if the Kreanim on Mefatim, they prepare the Ketores, Sheloi be Klishoris, without a Klishoris is Psulo. So you see, the Rambam also holds that the Machteshes, the Maskonas HaGemore, that the Ketores is a Kedushas Haguf, was a Klishoris. And since the Machteshes was a Klishoris, therefore the Ketores became a Kedushas Haguf. And the Biskirov says over there that Mavu in Yishalmi Mefurish, in Yuma Perik Hei, that the Machteshes was a Klishoris. The Toisves in Deva Maschil Mikol Mokoim asks that if the Maskona, the Machteshes, was a Klishoris, we find in the Gemara Erichim Daf Yudom at base that there's once the Machteshes of Moshe with Nikva get a hole in and they sent it to the Umnin in Mitzrayim to fix this problem of the Machteshes. So asks Toisves that if the Machteshes was a Klishoris, we have a loch in Zvochim, Peches Madalif, that Klishoris, Shenishba, if the Klishoris was broken, the Eim is Saknin, so one is not allowed to fix the Klishoris because Ein Anius, Bemokam Ashirus. So from this Gemara in Erichin that they did fix the Machteshes, would seem that the Machteshes is not a Klishoris. Answers Toisves, Shel Moshe was different since it worked very well, was Mefatemes B'Yoseh, therefore you were allowed to fix it, and there wasn't a problem Ein Anius, Bemokam Ashirus. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh, Perek Aleph, Halach Yudalid, asks this question of Toisves himself without quoting the Toisves, and he asks that if the Machteshes was a Klishoris, how were they allowed to fix it? Ein Anius B'Mokem Ashirus. And the Mishnah Melech says a Chiddush that seems like that the din of Ein Anius B'Mokem Ashirus is only in a case where the Klishoris was totally broken and was not able to be used at all for the purpose the Klishoris was made for. And in that case, to go and fix a Klishoris is a poor, it's Ein Anius, it's a poor thing to do instead of making a new Klishoris. And therefore, the halacha of Ein Anius B'Mokem Ashirus will not allow the Kohanim to fix this Klishoris. But if the Klishoris was still working, still did do its job, which it used to do, but it wasn't doing it as well, like we find in the Machteshes and Erichin, which still did work, but it wasn't B'Mefatim as it could because it was Nikva, in that case, there's no problem with Ein Anius B'Mokem Ashirus. It's a chiddush of Mishnah Melech that in this case, in the case where the Klishoris works, but it only needs a tikkun, it only needs an extra tikkun to go and make it work even better, in that case there's no problem in Anius B'Mokem Ashirus. But the Magia in the Mishnah Melech over there is ready Ma'ir, the our Tosfos asks this question, and does not answer this teretz, and he answers a different teretz, like we said, because Moshe is different. So it seems, says the Magia, it seems from Tosfos that he disagrees with the Mishnah Melech's Chiddush, and he holds Tosfos and Mavua that the din of Ein Anius B'Mokem Ashirus is even in a case where the Klishois were not totally broken, but just needed a tikkun, is also a problem of Ein Anius B'Mokem Ashirus. Al Kaponim, this is all with the Shittas HaRashi and Tosfos, and we said before from the Rambam, that the Nidan, the Shaila in the Sugya, whether the Ketores was a Kedushas Haguf, depends whether the Machteshes is a Klishoris or not, and therefore the Maskona is Mavua that the Machteshes is a Klishoris. But Tosfos brings down from the Yesh Meforshim a different Pshat in the Sugya, and the Ritzvot says the same Pshat, that Be'emes the Machteshes is definitely not a Klishoris, like we find in the Gemara Erichin. And they fixed this Kli, and it was not a Klishoris, it did not have any Kedusha. So the Shofik in the Gemara over here, whether the Keturis is a Kedushas Haguf or not, says Tosfos, depends on the Kedushas Peh, which the Gizborim said by mouth. The Arizu Keturis did, when the Gizborim say Arizu Keturis, become Kedushas Haguf, Al Kaponim, after the Ketisha, after it was prepared already, and it was ready roll, Likori, it was ready roll to be brought for Keturis, do we say that then it was a Kedushas Haguf through the Kohanim's Hektish itself, when they said Arizu Keturis? Or do we say, no, that when the Kohanim said Arizu Keturis, it did not become Kedushas Haguf, only Kedushas Domim? Says Tosfos, we find by Chatos and Oilo, when someone says Arizu Chatos, the behemoth becomes straight away a Kedushas Haguf. And therefore, the Shail of the Gemara is Keturis similar to Arizu Chatos, that the pair itself, with the mouth itself, the Kohanim were able to be Meichal, to go and put a Chalois, Kedushas Haguf, onto the Keturis. This is the Sofik in the Sugya. Now, it's Mavua, according to this Pshat in Tosfos, which we said, the Ritva also says this, a big Yesoid, in Etzem Din of Kedushas Haguf, we find, like we said, by Behemoth and also by Oifus, if someone says Arizu Oila, Arizu Chatos, through the peh, through the mouth itself, it's Chala Kedushas Haguf. Now we know that Menoches and other things is not like this. If someone says to Soiles, Arizu Lemincha, Arizu Michas Machvas, Arizu Michas Macheshes, that locha is the peh only makes a Kedushas Domim. And therefore it's still Shaykh Apidyon, like the Gemara says, only later on, when we take this mincha into a bisa, into a kli, and we prepare the mincha, then the kli is mekadosh the mincha and becomes a kedushas haguf. But with the peh itself, the mincha only becomes kedushas domim, not like a behemah. And behemahs, we have to understand what should be the difference. Why by behemah, when a person says, Arizu oila, does it become a kedushas haguf straight away? And by mincha, it's not like that, and by mincha, it's only a kedushas domim. The Rishash in Menoches Kufa Medbeis explains that the Yesod HaChiluk between a Mincha and Behema is because Behema is ready to be Koriv, ready to be Shechted, as it is, it does not need anything else. The Behema itself, when you say Harizu Oilo, is ready to be Shechted, and therefore it's Chala Kedushas Haguf straight away through the person when he says Harizu Hektish, Harizu Chatos, Harizu Oilo. But a Mincha is not like that, because a Mincha, we need a Kli. Later on, when the mincha, you bring the soilets into the Beis HaMikdosh, you have to be mekadosh the mincha needs a kli, it can't be koriv without any keli, and therefore, since the mincha is missing the kli, it waits for the kedusha to be chal, the kedusha's haguf, till the kli, and with the mouth, it's only kodesh kedusha's domim, and only with the kli, then it becomes kedusha's haguf. And this is the chiluk, because the behema is ready straight away, but a mincha needs a kli. HaBemes, they've already shown that the Ravid at the beginning of Tomid already says this is the Yisoid HaChiluk between Kedushas HaPeh of Behema, which is Kedushas HaGuf, that's ready to be Koriv straight away, but Mincha is only Kedushas Domim. This is the Yisoid HaChiluk like the Rishash explains in Menoches. And Behemes is Mavur also in the Tshuvas HaRajbo in Chilek Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph, he also says, also Mavur, that this is the Yisoid HaChiluk, whether the behema is ready to be koriv straight away, but a mincha is not straight away ready to be koriv because it needs a kli, and therefore it's only kedushas domim. But the Briskerov, which we quoted before in his letter over there at the end of his sefer, brings down Rishash, and he says al-chira, the reasoning of the Rishash to say that the mincha is not kodesh b'kedushas haguf straight away through the mouth because it needs a kli is not enough, because we find the shittas Reb Shimon in Menoches Daf Chof Vov. Reb Shimon says that mincha does not need a kli. The mincha, it will be able to be koriv even without a keli also. Now, according to Pshimon, if it doesn't need a kli, then l'chayr through the mouth itself, it should be a kedushas haguf. And we don't find anywhere that according to Pshimon, the mouth can make a kedushas haguf. So there must be a different reason why by mincha does not have a kedushas haguf through the peh itself. Says Biskirov, there must be a yisoidas tigachiluk between behema and menoches. The difference is because the kedushas haguf, which we find, is chal, through the Kalim, this is learned out of a pasuk of Koilash and Egea Behem Yikdosh, which tells us that anything which goes into a Klishoris becomes Kedushas Haguf. Even though the thing is not even a korban, Shemen of a Menorah which goes into a Kli becomes Kodesh Kedushas Haguf. Anything which goes into a Kali, Koilash and Egea Behem Yikdosh. Now this din is a din klali on every single thing which goes into a Klishoris becomes Kodesh Kedushas Haguf when it goes into the Klishoris. But besides this, there's Neschadish, a new Mechudish Diga kind of Kedushas Haguf, which is only by Behema and Oifus, that a person himself through his mouth can be Mechel, can make a Chalois Kedushas Haguf through Kedushas Peh. Now says the Biskriyov, this din we don't find anywhere besides Babahima and Oifis, and it's mistaba that this is learnt out from the Pasuk in Tmurah Daf Yud Aleph, Koila Sheyitim Mimenu Yiyah Kodesh, which tells us a new chidush, which is discussing Behema and Oifis, that one can make a chalois kedushas aguf through the person's mouth itself when he says Hareizu Oila, Hareizu Chatos. Says the Biskriyov that this mchudeshtiga kind of kedusha through the mouth is only nischadish in the Torah by Behema and Oif, and therefore we don't find any other place. And every other place, the only way it could become Kodesh Kedusha Zagof is only through a keli. Says the Biskirov, by a bomber, which there's no klisharis, then a mincha over there will not be able to become Kedusha Zagof through the mouth. Even though the mincha in this case, when the bomber, there's no klisharis, so it's not missing any keli. But still, the chidush, which we find in the posuk, that there is a chalois Kedusha Zagof through the pear, was only by a behima noif and not by a mincha. And therefore, the klal of Kedusha Zagof is only by through the pair is only by behema and oif, and the mincha has to have the kedusha saguf through the keli. Says the Biskirov that l'chiri this toisvus, which we quoted from the Yesh Mefaroshim, who learned pshat in our sugya, that the nidin, whether k'toyes is kedusha saguf or kedusha sdomim, is whether a person can be makdish with his mouth, that the k'toyes should become kedusha saguf, you see, not like this Yisoid, which he wants to explain in the difference between Behema and Oifus and Menoches. Because if you say that the Chidush Digam Kedusha, which is Chal through the Peh, is only Nischadish in the Torah, only by Behema and Oifus, and not by Menoches, then by Keturias also it should not be able to have this Kedusha Saguf through the mouth. And the Keturias will have to become Kodesh only later on in the Machto or in the Kaf, which is a Klishoris. And this you see in the Yesh Mefaroshim. And we said the Ritzvah learns like this, that there's a tzad, that this is a maskona, that the Keturias became Kodesh, even though the Machteshes is not a Klishoris, then you see that the person is allowed and has got the Koyach to make a Kedusha Zagof on other things besides Behema Noifas also. And therefore you have to say like the Rishash, and like we saw in the Ravid and the Rajbo, that the reason why Bar Mincha normally does not become a Kedusha Zagof is only because it's missing a Kli, and in a case where Keturias is not missing a Kli, in that case it's Behemes Chal, a Kedusha Zagof, through the person's mouth, and not like the Biskirov wants to have, that the difference is Be'etzem, whether there is a Mechudishtiga kind of Kedusha through the mouth, by other things besides Behema and Oifis. But, says the Biskirov, according to the Rambam, and according to Rashi and Tosfos' first pshat, who learned that the Sofik in our Gemara is whether the Machteshes was a Klishoris, then we can still say that the reason why normally we have a Kedusha Taguf through the person's dibur, through the person's mouth, is only by Behema and Oif, and is not Mishadish in any other place besides by Behema and Oif itself, and therefore Bakterias, there's no Havamina that when someone should say Hareizu Kteres should become a Kedusha Saguf only if the Machteshes is a Klishoris. So to summarize, it comes out that there's a Yisoidesige Shaila how to learn our Sugya is the Sofik of our Gemara if the Machteshes is a Klishoris, and the Kedusha Saguf is going to be Chal by the Kteres through the Machteshes, through the Klishoris, like we find by Menoches that's Chal through the Kli. Or do we say that the Yisoidas Sofik in our Gemara is the Kteres Chal Kedusha Saguf through the person's mouth, through Kedusha Sapeh? And this is the pshat which Tosfos brings down from the Yesh Mefaroshim. And according to this shita, it comes out chidush that we could have a musig of kedushas haguf through the mouth, even by other things, not just by menoches, and not just by behema and oifes. And bal kochach, the reason why by menoches is not chalak kedushas haguf through the mouth is for a different reason, like the Ravid and the Rashba and the Rashash is mechaven to this. The reason is because mincha needs a kli and therefore has to wait. The kedushas haguf has to wait till the kli. Moving further on the Amud, the Gemara asks that if the Keturias is Bemis HaKedushas HaGuf, which we find that is possible already in Tvulyoim, unlike other Menoches, then why is there no Psulina? We find that there's no Psulina by Machteshes. Answers the Gemara, Omalei Lina Komers, Shani Keturias, Hoyil V'Tzuroso, B'chol HaShono Kulo. Rashi explains the Gemara means that the Tzura of the Keturias does not change by being left overnight, and therefore does not have a Psulina. Even though it is Kedushas HaGuf, does not have a Psulina. Says Rashi, but later on, when you put it into a Kli, then it will become possible Belina, even though there's no Psulina, because there's no problem being left overnight, the Tzura will not change. Tzura also called Ashona Kula, it stays the same. But it's possible Xerius Alina Midu Abonon, and is a Psulina Midu Abonon, or two other things which will become this Kaddish Bikli, have a Psulina, and therefore, when the Keturis is put into a Kli later, has a Psulina Midu Abonon. The Ramban explains that even though the Maskona, the Machteshes, is also a Klishoris, so why do we not have this Gzeira already by the Machteshes? just like other things become kaddish in the kli, it should become a psulina midir abonon already. Says the Ramban that there's no need to make a gzeir by the machteshes, because the machteshes is a kli which is miyuchid only for the k'teres. It's used, its purpose is clear, only made for the k'teres, and no one will have any mistake to say that other things are also don't have a psulina, even though they go into a klisharis. Only later, when you put the Keteres into a normal Klisharis, then people will make a mistake and think that there's no Psulina even after Kiddush Kli, and then there's a Dinder Abonam to be goyzer by the Keteres or to other Kalim. But Machteshes, there's no reason to make this Gzeir. Halkaponim is Mavur, according to Rashi, that the reason why there's no Psulina in Ateria is because since there's no difference, it stays the same even if it overnights, and it doesn't have any Shinui Tzura, therefore there's no Psulina. Rashi in Psochim, Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, and also in Psochim, Ein Gimel Omed Beis, is also Mavur that the Yisoid of the Din Lina, where suddenly becomes Kodshim, become Posel Belina, if they're left overnight, it becomes Posel, is also because there's a Shinui Tzura, it changes, and it becomes ruined to a certain extent, and Rashi says, even by Bosa, normal Bosa, which is left overnight, becomes Ibu Tzur, this is the Din of Ibu Tzur, which we find in the Gemara, Sa'abit Tzuriosom, the Yetzul Beis HaSreifah, because it becomes Posel, since there was Nishtanis Tzuriosom, and this is the Yisoid of the Psul Lina. But in Tosfos, over here, disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos holds that this is not enough of a reason to say there should, it should be no Psulina. And Tosfos holds that the Psulina is Bemes Min HaTorah. If not for other reasons, we'll see soon why Tosfos holds there's no Lina by the Machteshes. Says the Chasam Seif in his Tshuva in Erechaim Simekuf Nun Hei, that Tosfos also agrees to the Metzias of Rashi, that Keteres, which is Besomim, does not become ruined by being left overnight. But Tosfos disagrees because Tosfos holds that the Psulina is not a Svara since it lost its Tzura to a certain extent. That is the Yisoid HaPsul, like we find the Din of Ibu Tzura different places in Shas. Tosfos holds that the Yisoid of the Psulina is Gzeiras HaKosuf. Anything which is called Kodshim and Kedushas HaGuf left overnight becomes Posel B'Psulina. And this is regardless whether it makes any difference in any nafgemina to the Metzias, whether the Keteres is going to be changed its Tzura or won't change its Tzura, and therefore Tosfos holds there is still a Psulina min HaTorah. Rashi holds that the Psulina has to do with the Shinui Tzura, and therefore if Keteres does not change its Tzura, it will be a svara to say that the Keteres stay does not have a Psulina. So this is Yesod Distinct Machlokes in the Havana of the Psulina, if it's a stomach, this HaKosu, which Tosfos understands if it's left overnight. Rashi holds there has to be some kind of damage, some kind of that got difference in the Etzem Keteres, which in Etzem Dova, which is Kodesh Kedush Zaguf, and since Bacterias has no difference, therefore Bacterias, there'll be no Psulina Minatir. Tosfos holds that the reason why there's no Psulina by Machteshes is because the Ikar Mitzvah is that it should be made from the beginning of the year for the whole year, and anything which that was the Tzalocha that has to be done at the beginning of the year for to be used the whole year, then there's no Psulina. But this is only by the Machteshes, but later on when the Keteres goes into a Kli, then it's each separate Keteres of every single day, and then it can become Posel Belina Min HaTorah. And also we find in the Rimigash over here, also says this Mahalach of Tosfos, and this is also the Pshat of Rabbi Nechanan here in the Gilyon, in the Gemara. The Rishash just points out that this Hanocha, which Tosfos says, that the Keteres was made at the beginning of the year, for the whole year, and that was a mitzvah, Ikar Mitzvosa, was to be done that way, that one time a year you should make the Keteres for the whole year. There is a machlokes about this in the Gemara Krisis Vav Amud Beis, and the Rabbanon hold that the Keteres was made every day separately. And if the Rabbanon, according to these Rabbanon, then the Svar of Tosfos does not apply and should be a Psulina min HaTorah. Later on, Tosfos says another two reasons why there's no Kedushas HaGuf by the Machteshes. Tosfos says either because there was a law of Keteres and the Kli is only Mekadosh HaYoriloi, and therefore the Klisharis, even though the Machteshes was a Klisharis, and did not be, there was no Chalois Kedushas HaGuf on the Keteres through the Machteshes, since one of the Alochas of a Kiddush Klisharis is, has to be Roiloi, and if he was too much for it, and therefore was not Mekadosh the whole Keteres. The Maritzchir says from Tosfos in Menochis, Memvov and Aleph, that the Ismavur in Tosfos, that it's not Mekadosh, even the Chelek, which is Yeroi, for each day, which is a Pras B'Shachris, a Pras Bein Abayim, even this Chelek also does not become Kodesh, and therefore the Machteshes, even though it is a Klisharis, did not make the Keteres a Kedushas HaGuf. Another Svar says Tosfos, a Klisharis is only Mekadosh Bizmanoi, and here the Klisharis, which was Machteshes, which was made at the beginning of the year, was Shloi Bizmanoi of the everyday, and therefore there was no Kiddush, there was no Kedushas HaGuf being chal through the machteshes, and therefore there's no psulina. But later on, when it went into its own kli, then it was roiloi, there was a right amount for every single day, and also it was zmanoi, and therefore later can be chal a psulina minatayir. Now, by MS, we have to understand, according to these svaris in Tosfos, that the machteshes, even though it was a klisharis, did not make the ktoyas a kedushas haguf, then l'chayra, the Gemara's kasha from Tvulyoim returns, comes back again, the Gemara's kasha. Because the Gemara was mechiach, that the fact that you see that the ktoyas through the machteshes became possible with Tvulyoim is muchach, that the ktoyas is already a kedushas haguf with the machteshes. And according to these svaris in Tosfos, l'chayra, the ktoyas is not a kedushas haguf. Because it could not be Mekadosh, only at a Roloi, and only Bizmanoi. And the same reason there shouldn't be a Psulina through the Machteshes, there shouldn't be a Psul Tvulyoim. And the Gemara is Mavur that there is a Psul Tvulyoim, and therefore the Kedushas Haguf. And according to the Tosfos, these two Svaris, L'chayr, it should not be a Kedushas Haguf, even for a Psul of Tvulyoim. Tosfos in Yuma, Memchesem Ad Aleph, Bemis says that the Psul Tvulyoim, which we find by the Ketoyas with the Machteshes, is only Midr Abonon. And therefore, according to this, Svara, that's only midrabbanon. We have to learn the Gemara, the Hemshecha Gemara. When the Gemara asks the Kasha that how can we be poida this Ketoyes, even though the Maskana Maisa is only a dinder, it's only Kedushas Haguf midrabbanon, because Be'emes it's a Kedushas Domi minatayir. It's only possible Tvulyoy midrabbanon, but since there is a Kedushas Haguf, Al Kaponin to make a Psul of Tvulyoy midrabbanon, therefore it should be enough of a Svara that one should not be able to be poida this Ktoyes, since midrabbanon al kaponim, we look at it like a kedushas haguf, and therefore we need a leiv bezin masne for the dinder abonon. But the Tosfos Rosh says a svara that even if we're going to say that this ktoyes is not kedushas haguf through the machteshes, like the svaras in Tosfos, but there's still a psul of tfulyoim, even min atayir, since the ktoyes has an extra kedusha that it's koriv in a heichel. So since it's korv in a heichal, it's chomu its face, as it is Rosh. It's more chomu, and therefore it can become possible to v'loim min atir, and it's mashman, it is Rosh, it's a svar deraisa, even though be'emes it's only a kedushas domim. So it comes out that be'emes maskona lefidem also it's only a kedushas domim, but still it has a chomu to become possible with a t'v'loim min atir, and not just a psul midar abonon. But the kash of the Gemara Bapidian, how can we be poida this Kedusha, even though it's only a Kedushas Domim, but since it has a Chomu, and it has a passes of Tvulyoim, therefore the Gemara holds that you need a Leiv Bezim Masne, and Be'emes, even though every normal Mincha, which is a Kedushas Domim, does not have a Psul Tvulyoim, but the Ketoyas, since it's Chomu Tvei, has a Psul Tvulyoim, Lemaskona. So this is a Chidush Akoponim in this Pshat in Tosfos, and the Tosfos Rosh goes like this, that the Maskonas HaGemara Be'emes, the Ketoyas to the Machteshes, was not Kedushas Haguf, was only a Kedushas Domim, and it does not have a Psulina because of this, and Afal Pikein has a Psul Tvulyoim, either Minatayir, or only Midrabbanon. And the Mikdash Tovid in Simin Gimel asks an interesting question according to this Tosfos, who holds that the Machteshes, even though it was a Klishoris, could not be Mekadish, the Ketoyas, Kedushas Haguf, asks, and the Psul Tvulyoim says the Mikdash Tovid is only Midrabbanon, this was like we quoted before from Tosfos in Yuma Memchesem Ad Aleph, asked the Mikdash Tovid, how can the Machteshes itself become Kodesh be Kedushas Klishoris? The Machteshes in Mavur Nesugia is a Klishoris. And if the Machteshes is a Klishoris, L'maskone, how did it become Kodesh with Kedushas Klishoris if the Ketoyas which is being made inside the Machteshes does not become Kedushas Haguf? Explains the Mikdash Tovid because normally the way it works, a Klishoris becomes Kodesh through its Avoida. Avoidosoi Mechan Chosoi. The aloch is the avoida itself, when you take a kli, which is chulin, how does it turn into a kli shoris? Through its avoida of using it, let's say Kabbalah Saddam, through each din that it's being used for its avoida, the avoidoso imelchan chosei. Explains the Mikdash Tovid, the Mishalmi is mavur in Pei Gimel, in Yuma, Pei Gimel, aloch avov, that the way it works is that since the Mizrok, which is being mekabel the dam, has to be mekadish the dam, we find always there's a Kiddush Dam which takes place by the Kabbalah Saddam. Therefore, together, simultaneously, the Kedusha of the Klishoris is Chal through the fact that the Kli is needed to be Mekadosh the Dam. And the Kiddush of the Dam is Chal together with the Kiddush of the Klishoris itself. This is the Halacha, how a Kli becomes a Klishoris. Avlidoso Yimchan Chosei. So asks the Mikdash Tovid, if the only way the Kli becomes a Klishoris is through the Kiddush which it gives to the something which you've been put inside him, like a mizrok for the dam. Over here, the machteshes, the l'chir, has to become kodesh b'kedushas klishoris through the kedusha which it gives to the k'toris. And if, according to the Tosafos, the machteshes be'emes does not give a kedushas aguf to the k'toris for whichever reason, since it's shleib yizmano or since it's too much, then how does the machteshes itself become kodesh b'kedushas klishoris? And it's mefalpul over there to say maybe the reason why it becomes kodesh is only on Yom Kippur through the three money which we return into the machteshes to make it dako mina dako, to grind it up again and to have a finer keteris. And over there the kedushas haguf, which is chal in the machteshes, works that the machteshes became a klishoris through that. In the end, the Mikdash Tovid says that the reason why the machteshes became a klishoris is because even though the machteshes was not mekadesh the keteris bekedushas haguf, but we said before from the Rambam that the keteris needs to be ground in a klishoris. In the halacha of a kli, we learn out from a pasuk increases vavu med aleph, kol ma'aseh yu bekodesh. All the ma'asim of the keteris have to be done in a klishoris, and therefore the maskona the Gemara says by us a machteshes is a klishoris. So since the keteris needs the klishoris, even though the klishoris is not mekadesh the keteris and kedushas haguf, like we see in this Tosafos, but since the keteris needs the klishoris, this gives the koyach that the ma'asa avoida which has been done through the ketisha, through the grinding of the keteris in the machteshes, gives the klal of avidosim in chanchosri and allows the klishoris to become kodesh b'kedushas klishoris, even though the klishoris does not give any kedusha back to the keteris b'kedushas haguf, but it needs the klishoris to be a shame klishoris in order that the keteris should be kosher. Otherwise, it will be alocha pitmo shloi b'klishoris psula, and therefore the klishoris of the machteshes can be chal through the klal of avidosim in chanchosri. This is Mikdash Tovitz Cheshvin in Simen Gimel, Kotchim Simen Gimel. The Gemara continues on and says the yisoid of our sugya, Amar Rabba, the reason why there could be a chilul even on kedushas haguf is because leiv bezdin masne aleim. Im hutzrichu v'im lav yu lidmeim. There's a leiv bezdin masne that any kedusha which is not necessary we can be poider and use for kedushas dom. We could look at the kedushas domim and we could be milchal the ketores and the tmidim even when it doesn't have to be used. The lashon of leiv bezdin masne, the ritvos medayik, sounds like that the bezdin do not have to make a tanaim mefurish. Even leiv alein, just this, they think in their hearts, every kedusha is chal memela, that if it's not going to be used, we could be able to be mechalal it, even if they didn't say a clear tanai with their mouth beferish. In the ikah avona, what does a leiv bezdin masne, how does it work? This tanai which the bezdin make, leiv bezdin, how does this mafkia the kedusha of the kedushas haguf? The stipler in Kiles Yaakov, Simen Ches, brings down from the Chazanish, in Menoches, Simen Chof Ches, if Kotten Zayin, that the Chazanish said, L'chir, we know the klal is always that kedushas haguf loy poker bichdi. Kedushas haguf cannot go and disappear. A kedushas haguf always stays, it's inherent in Etzem Cheftze, and it's not possible to disappear. So asks the Chazanish, that L'chir, even if you say that Bezdin made it tonight, originally, that when the kedusha is not needed anymore, we should only be ledomim, and we should be able to be poided this kedusha, L'chir, how can this kedusha go away? L'chir, kedushas haguf loy poker bichdi. And even if you made the Tanai, but still, since it was Kedushas Haguf up till now, how does this Kedushas Haguf go away by itself? So says the Chazanish, it's muchach from over here, that the Tanai is be'emes a'akir le'mafriya. The Tanai is originally Tanai, that the whole Kedusha is only chal if it's going to be needed in the end. But if it's not going to be necessary for this Kedusha, because of like the Tmidim or the Ketores, then there should be, the Tanai is that l'chatchila was never chal the Kedushas Haguf. And since there was never any Kedushas Haguf, it was only a Kedushas Domim, therefore, we can have a Chilul. Because if the Kedushas Haguf was Chal, even for a certain time, we'll never be able to get rid of this Kedusha, and Kedushas Haguf, loy poker bichdi. So says the Chazanish, that Bakoch the Tanai is be'emes ha'akir le'mafriya. And the Chazanish explains over there why is no problem, no prayer. And he explains it's like Hilchus Tanoim. Kaponim, this is the Chazanish is Mechiach L'Chiyah. If Kedusha Zaguf Le'Poka Bichdi L'Chiyah, the Tanai has to be that the Kedusha was never there L'Chatchila L'Mafriya. And L'Chiyah is Mefurish like this in Tosafos in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph from Med Aleph, who explains, Tosafos explains that Apor Aduma after the Pidyon, which we explained the Gemara on Amud Beis, works Midin Leiv Bezdin Masne. The halacha is, it's mutter begiza v'avoida. Even though all kochim, after the pidyon, when they have a mum, and we're poida the kochim, there's a halacha of giza v'avoida. We're not allowed to be geizers, we're not allowed to shear the wool, and there's a isa avoida on the korbanos, because it's psula mikdoshim shenivdu, are also begiza v'avoida. But a pari aduma is not like that, says Tosfos, because since a pari aduma, the reason why the pidyon is chal is because of leiv bezdin masne, then originally it was never kodosh, and since it was never kodosh, it's mutter begiza v'avoida. This is like we see, like the Chazanish says, that the Kedush, the Leiv Bez Masne, is a Hafkor from the Kedusha originally, and was never Chal Kedusha's Haguf. But asks the Chazanish, that if this is the Havona of Leiv Bez Masne, then how about here by Keteris, can we go afterwards and buy back the Keteris from these Umnin, and use the Keteris for the coming year? L'chayr the halacha is that Keteris has to be done kol maseo tzorich liyois bekoidesh, like we quoted before from the Gemara in Krisis Vavon Medalef, that Keteris needs to be done in the Beis HaMikdash B'Kedusha. And if we see over here that there was a Leiv Bezin Masne, then comes out that this Keteris originally was prepared without any Kedusha, because the Kedusha Zaguf wasn't Chal, because it wasn't needed for that year. So therefore this Keteris wasn't done B'Kodesh. How is this Kedusha, how is this Keteris allowed to be used the coming year when you buy it back from the Omnin? So says the Chazanish that from this kasha is muchach, that the avonah in Leiv Bezin Masne is not like we just explained, that it's akir lemafreya. Be'emes, the kedushat haguf is chal totally on this keteres up till it's not needed anymore. And the whole year the keteres was kodesh b'kedushat haguf, and the tenai is only mikanu la'abo, that now that the keteres is not needed, then this keteres mikanu la'abo does not have a kedushat haguf. And even though we asked, how does it disappear? Explains the Chazanish that since this Kedushat HaGuf is not anymore needed, therefore it's not Roi L'mitzvosei anymore. And we find times like Kochim Shemesu, Kochim which die, and it's not Roi anymore for the mitzvah. Then Kochim Shemesu is Poka, there's no Me'ila, there's Poka the Kedusha. So even over here, it's not Poka the Kedusha automatically, we do need a Tanai Bezdin. But the Gedda of the Tanai Bezdin is that Mikanu La'abo, there's no Kedusha. But up till now, there's Kedusha Zaguf. But since it's not Roi L'mitzvah, Chazal have a koyach to go mi masne, that from now on should only be a Kedusha Zdomim, and similar to Kochim Shemesu, that's Poka Kedusha Osam. This is the shit of the Chazanish, that the Kedusha Zaguf of the Keteres was Chal the whole year, and the whole din of Leiv Bezin Masne is only Mikanu La'abo, and does not imply any Akira L'mafreya. Asks the stipler over there in Simen Ches that besides the Tosfos which we quoted in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph, there's also a Mefurisha Tosfos in Menachos Ein Testament base in the Sugya of Leiv Bezin Masne by Nesochim, which is also Mefurish that the Leiv Bezin Masne works Lemafriya. That Lemafriya there was never any Kedusha at all, Tchal, since we made it tonight, that if it's not needed, we should not be Kaddish. Says the stipler, this is Mavur L'chir Mefurish, not like the Chazanish Zavona, and only like we said originally, that the Leiv Bezin Masne is a Akira L'mafriya, that it was never Chal the Kedusha. Says the stipler, that what the Chazanish ask, that how can we buy back the Keteres from his Omnin, if there was never any Kedusha L'mafriya, comes out that the Keteres was prepared, did not become Kodesh, B'Kedusha Saguf, because it was never Chal any Kedusha L'mafriya. Says the stipler that l'chayr the kasha is not so shver, because this halacha that k'toyes has to be made b'kodesh does not entail a chiyuv that the k'toyes has to be chal kedushas haguf. We see mefurish in our Tosfos before, which we learned before, that Tosfos holds that even though the machteshes was a klisharis, still the k'toyes did not become kodesh b'kedushas haguf through the machteshes, because it was in roiloi and or because the shlei bismanoi. Even though there is a halacha that Keteres needs to be b'shel kodesh, the machayev is only that it should be done in a klisharis. It should be done inside the azara. It should be done in a klisharis. But that the machteshes has to be meichal, has to put a kedushas haguf on the Keteres, this we never find. And according to Tosfos, it's muchach, there's no such din. And there's no halacha that the Keteres has to be chal a kedushas haguf during its pitum, during its preparation. So says the stipler, even over here, where Leiv Bezin Masne caused that this Kedusha was Poka L'mafreya and was never Kodesh B'Kedusha Zaguf, still, since it was done in a Klishoris and it was done Bifnim, it doesn't matter to the din of Lo Yehu B'Shel Kodesh, and we can buy back from Omni in the coming year, and there's still a Kiyum of B'Shel Kodesh, even though Leiv Bezin Masne works L'mafreya. And explains the Stipler Barichas that there's no halacha over here that the Ketores has become Kodesh B'Kedushas HaGuf, only it should be done B'Shel Kodesh, and he explains this is different than the Yalfusa we have in Menoches, Daf Nun Aleph Amad Aleph, by Chavitin. Over there, there is a halacha of a Kli Shoris, but by Ketores, there's no halacha of a Kli Shoris to be Mechariv a Kedushas HaGuf, it's only that it should be done in a Kli Shoris and done inside the Azor. Al Koponim, we have learned the Yisoid HaSigamachloikos between the Chazanish and the Stipler. The Chazanish holds that the Yisoid HaVona of Levi Bezin Masne is only Mikanu La'abo. Up till now, the Kedusha was Chal, and it was a Kedusha as Haguf, and Levi Bezin Masne tells us that Mikanu La'abo, from now onwards, it's not only a Kedusha as Domin. But the Stipler is Mechiach from a few Toysvusen, that's not like this, and Levi Bezin Masne is Be'emes HaKir Lamafriya, that it was never Kodesh, only be Kedusha as Domin, like we see further in the Sugya. Moving further on the Omid, the Gemara asks a kasha, Omele Abaye, V'omau da'oma hikdish zocha le'domo of Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf. If this behemoth was Kodesh al koponim le'domim, had a Kedushas Domim, then the halacha is that the behemoth becomes automatically a Kedushas HaGuf. This is the cloud which we know in other places in Shas, that's called Migu Denachse. Migu Denachse Kedushas Domim, Chal Kedushas HaGuf. If a behemoth is ro to be Kedushas HaGuf, then even though the person only said Kedushas Domim, becomes automatically Kedushas HaGuf. Answers the Gemara, Hod loy kasha, Hod oma l'dmei oilo, Hod oma l'dmei nesochim. When it's a dmei oilo, then it's a migud nachse, then it becomes Kedushas HaGuf. But when it says dmei nesochim, then the Kedusha does not become a Kedushas HaGuf. Rashi on Amud Beis, Yudalef Amud Beis, explains that over here the Domim which we made, the Kedusha, the Bezdin made the Kedusha on these Tamidim, and on the Ketores was L'Truma Yeshona. That means we made a Kedusha that should be Domim L'Dmei Moisa Truma. It should be left over like the Kedusha of the Truma from last year, from the previous year, has a Kedusha. The Domim is that Kedusha. And the halacha of this Kedusha is that it goes L'Rikui Pachim Tzipui L'Beis Kotshe HaKadoshim. Like Rashi says also in Yudomet Beis. So it comes out that the Kedusha which the Beis Din made is that it should be Kedusha Saguf. And if it's not needed, v'imlav yu lidmeim, lidmeim means for the domim of the trumas halishka of the previous year, and this halacha has a halacha of kedusha which goes l'ikuyu pachim tzipui lamizbeach, tzipui lebeis kotche hakadoshim. But the Rambam in Shkolim Peik Dalet, halacha Yud Aleph, says that tmidim sheloi hutzrichu l'tzibu, the money after you paid it, goes lidmei moisa truma, goes lidmei moisa truma, like the truma has the kedusha of the previous year of the truma, and the halacha is mekitzim bo es hamizbeach. We bring with this tomid which is left over, we take this tomid and we makriv the tomid for kayitz hamizbeach, like we see in the sugis later that there's halacha of kayitz hamizbeach, that this korban is a korban oilo le kayitz hamizbeach. So says the Rambam that the Tanai Bezdin, which was made by these Tamidim, is that if it's needed for a Tomid, for a Korban Tomid, then it should be used for the Kedushas HaGuf of a Korban Tomid, and if not, it should be Domim L'Kayitz HaMizbeach. Says in Sefer Chidushi HaGram HaLevi, al Rambam, over there in Hilchos Shkolim, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik in the Sefer asks, he said that he asked his father Reb Chaim, that the Chiri according to the Rambam Shitter, who says that the Kedusha of Domim, which is Chal on these Tamidim, is not Domim L'Rikui Pachim Tzipui L'Beis Kotche HaKadoshim, like Rashi says, but it's a Domim of Kayitz HaMizbeach. So asks Moshe asked to his father Reb Chaim, the Gemara's Kasha comes back again. Because the Gemara says that any time when we have a Kedusha of Dmei Oilo, then the halacha is there's a Migud Anachse and becomes automatically Kedusha Saguf. So over here also, since the Kedusha which Chazal made, Leiv Bezdin Masne, was that it should be Lekayitz HaMizbeach, so it comes out that the Domim, the Kedusha's Domim, was also for a Dmei Oilo. It wasn't for Oilo of a Tomid, it was a Dmei Oilo of a Kayitz HaMizbeach. But why do we not have a Migud Anachse, and why did this behemoth not automatically become a Kedusha's Haguf, since it is Oimud to be Koiv for a Kayitz HaMizbeach, which is also Oilo? And the Gemara by us, L'Chir answers that it's the Domim is for a certain Kedusha which is not Roy to be Koriv itself, like Dmei Nesochim, and like Rashi explains, Rikuri Pachim. But according to the Rambam, L'Chir, the Gemara's Kasha is back Shve. It's a strong question which Moshe asks on the Rambam, that L'Chir, the Domim over here by these Tmidim are still have a din of Migud Anachse. The Biskerov in Zvochim, Vavam Beis, in Shuri agreed from a barrel. He is Marchiv Mo over there in Zvachim Vavam Beis B'Shem the Biskerov, and he says that the teretz to this kash on the Rambam is Because the Gemara by us says a loshen that the difference between normally when you makdish zocher ledomov becomes a kodesh kedushas haguf automatically is choluk whether you're makdish ledmei oila or you're makdish ledmei nesachim. Now, what does this mean? The kedusha was ledmei nesachim. So we said that Rashi explains that ledmei nesachim means that it's a kedusha which is not roi to be korev itself. Now, according to Rashi, the explanation of the words of the Gemara, Dmei Nesachim, is only a moshul. The Kedusha over here of the Domim of this Oila was Behemoth not Linesachim. Normally, the Gemara just means that just like we find, if someone will take a Behemoth and will make the Behemoth Kedushas Domim of Nesachim, then it does not become a Kedushas Aguf, since the Nesachim is a different Kedusha than the Kedusha of Oila, even though Nesachim is also carved to the Mizbeach. But since the Nesachim is different than the Oila, there's no Migud Anachse, only Badmei Oila. Similarly to that, says the Gemara over here, where the Kedusha was Ledmei Moisa Truma, which is Rikui Pachim, also does not have a Migud Anachse. So the Gemara is only using the Lashon of Dmei Nesachim only for a Moshul, that this is a kind of Kedushas Domim, which does not have a Migud Anachse. And similar to that, our Kedusha, which we're discussing, is not Dmei Nesachim, but it's a Dmei Truma of Rikui Pachim, also does not have a Migud Anachse. And the Rambam who says that this Kedusha is a Kedusha of Kayit HaMizbeach, he would learn that the Kedusha of Dmei Nesachim is also a Moshul. It's also only a Moshul of a Kedusha which is not Roli Koriv. And the Rambam holds that here the Kedusha was a Kedusha for Kayit HaMizbeach. And this was a question, if it's Kayit HaMizbeach, we should also have a Megid Anachse. But says the Biskarov that the Emes Rashi and the Rambam are not really arguing what was the Kedusha given on being chal through the Lev Bezdin Masneh, that if it's not needed for a Tomid, it should be chal. There's no machlekes whether it was the Kedusha for Rikui Pachim or was the Kedusha for Kayit HaMizbeach. Now, everyone agrees that the Kedusha was that it should have a Kedusha of Moisa Trumas Halishko. It should have a Kedusha of leftover money from Trumas Halishko money, which is left over from the previous year. The reason why Rashi says Rikui Pachim and the Rambam says Kayit HaMizbeach, this is because there's an old machlokes in the Mishnah in Shkolim, Peik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, in Halacha Beis in Yerushalmi. What do we do with the Moisa Truma of the previous year? If there's any money left over of the Truma Salishko, what do we do with this money? There is a Madoma who holds that we make Rikui Pachim, the Beis Kotche Akadoshim. There's another Madoma who holds that we make Klishoris. And there's a third Madoma who says that this Kedusha is Lekayit HaMizbeach. So Rashi and the Rambam are Be'emes not arguing on what the Kedusha was through the Lev Bezdin Masneh. Everyone agrees that the Kedusha of the Lev Bezdin Masneh was that it should be Chal Ledomim of the Truma Yishono. The Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam is this Machlekes in Shkolim, what is done with such a Kedusha of Truma Yishono. Rashi goes like the Mando Oma who holds that the Truma Yishono was Lukuri Pachim, and the Rambam goes to the Mando Oma that Truma Yishono goes Lekayit HaMizbeach, which is how the Rambam himself paskins in Peik Dalet in Shkolim, Halacha Tes, that the Moisa of Truma Yishono goes Lekayit HaMizbeach. So the Rambam who says over here that the Tmidim go Lekayit HaMizbeach is because he holds that the Truma Yishono, anything which is left over from the previous year, goes Lekayit HaMizbeach, and therefore these Tmidim, which have a Kedushas Domim of Truma Yishono, goes Lekayit HaMizbeach. Says the Biskarov, since we explained that the Kedusha over here is not that Chazal said that it should be Lekayit HaMizbeach. The Kedusha is a Kedusha of Trumas Halishka of the previous year. Now the Machlekes between Rashi and Rambam is what you do with this Truma. So says the Biskarov, it comes out that even according to the Rambam, who says that the Kedusha is a Kedusha of Kayit HaMizbeach, over here does not apply the Klal of Migud Anachse. Because the reason why there's normally a Migud Anachse Kedushas Domim with Chal Kedushas Aguf is because the Kedusha which was Chal was a Kedusha of Dmei Oilo. If the Kedusha is a Kedusha of Dmei Oilo, then it automatically turns into Kedushas Aguf. But over here, the Kedusha which was Chal was not Dmei Oilo. The Kedusha was Chal a Kedusha of Trumas Halishko. And the Kedusha of Trumas Halishko entails many sorts, many sort of Kedushas. We do a lot of things with the money of the Trumas Halishko. We buy Kobonus, we pay the Omnin, we buy Nesachim. So since this Kedusha entails many sorts of Kedushas, therefore, even though the leftover money is, the halacha is brought Lekayit HaMizbeach, but the Yisoid HaKedusha is not a Kedusha of Dmei Oila. And therefore, there's no klal of migud anachs over here, and we have a halacha of demei kaitz hamizbeach, and it stays a kedushas domim of kaitz hamizbeach, and does not turn into a kedushas haguf, since the kedusha is not beemes a kedusha of demei kaitz. It's a kedusha of demei moisa halishko. And Moisa Alishko does not have the kedusha of a migud anachse, similar to Demei Nesachim, which the Gemara says does not have a kedin of migud anachse. And therefore, Ramesh's Shaila is not a kash on the Rambam if we understand in this Havana that the Demei Kait HaMizbeach is not what the original kedusha which Chazal placed on this Korban Tomid, that if it's not used, it should go le'oila. Chazal made the kedusha of Moisa Truma like Rashi learns. Rashi learns the Madoma Rikuri Pachim, and the Rambam paskes that the Madoma Kaitz HaMizbeach. But the kedusha is a kedusha of Trumas Alishko, and the kedusha's domim of Trumas Alishko does not turn into a migdah nachs in the kedusha's haguf, just like we find by kedusha's of the main Nesachim does not have a kedusha's haguf. Ramei Simcha in his Chidush Rimusa over here in Shavuos is Ma'irich on Nishitas Rambam, and also explains al derech ze the reason why Kunta the Rambam should not have a kedusha of Migud Anachse. And the Chazanish also is very Ma'irich in Parah Simin Gimel Sivkot in Yud Aleph. Gemara further on Yud Aleph from the base asks a kasha from Parah, Hari Parah Deloish Chicha, and you find there's a pidyon by Parah also. So Lecheria, there's going to be working with the Aloha of Leiv Bez Masne, even though it's Loish Chicha. Answers the Gemara Shani Poro, the reason why by Poro we could be paid is the Kotche Bedek Abayisi. The Kedusha of the Poro is only a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, and therefore it allows a Pidyon to be Chal on this Poro, even without a Klal of Leiv Bez Masne. Now Lecheria from this Gemara will sound like that the Kedusha of the Poro is a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. But by Emes, the Kedusha, the Poro is bought. The money of the Poro to buy the Poro Aduma comes from the Trumas Halishko. So L'chayre, since the money comes from the Trumas Halishko, the money over there is Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach. It's made for Korbonus or for other things which is going to be brought L'Mizbeach. It does not come into the Kedushas Bedek Abayis, which is made for the Binyan, for the building of the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the Kedusha, a different Kedusha totally. So L'chayre, Kipshuti, normally if the Kedusha of the, if the Poro Aduma is being bought with the money of the Trumas Halishko, it should not be Kedushas Bedek Abayis, but it should be a Kedushas Domim of Mizbeach. And Be'emes Rashi in Zvochim Yudaldom Beis writes clearly that the Poro, even though it's not Kedushas Mizbeach, because it's not Koriv Bifnim like a Korban, it's not Korban like all other Korbanos, Rashi says the Loshen, it's only Kedushas Domim K'moi Kotche Bedek Abayis. So the Rashi's Mashma, that's not Be'emes a Kedusha Bedek Abayis, it's a Kedushas Domim. The Kedushas Domim is like a Kotche Bedek Abayis, which is only a Kedushas Domim, so this Poro also is only a Kedushas Domim. But Be'emes, this Kedusha is a Kedusha of Mizbeach, Kedushas Domino Mizbeach, and not really a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. This is as Mavur and Rashi in Zvochim Yudal Nomad Beis. But Nishuri agreed over there in Zvochim Yudal Nomad Beis, being down for Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim asked a Kasha on Rashi from Al Gemara. That Lechuri and Al Gemara, even though Misvar Lechuri Rashi should be right, that the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis does not come into the Poro Aduma, which is both from the Trumas Halishko money, which is Oymed LeKedushas Mizbeach, but Lechuri Al Gemara will be a raya that the Kedushas Bedek Abayis, which the Gemara says is by Poro Aduma, is literal, and it's Be'emes only a Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Because the Gemara asks, by us, that how does it pass a pidyon? How do we have a pidyon of this poro? There's aloha of amod of arocha, which is said by Behemoth, and the Gemara answers that it goes like Reb Shimon, who holds only kotchim mizbeach, was bichlal amod of arocha, and not kotchim bedek abayis. So the Gemara has an inyan over here, the Gemara has an issue with the din, the klal of amod of arocha, which was needed by a pidyon of this kedusha. And the Gemara discusses if this klal applies also to bedek abayis or not. Says Reb Chaim, if we say that this Kedusha is Be'emes not Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, but it's a Kedusha of Kedushas Mizbeach, but only a Kedushas Domim, the Gemara says Mefurish in Tumur Lamed Beis Amed Beis, that a Kedushas Domim of Mizbeach does definitely not need Hamod of Arocha L'Kula Alme. Everyone agrees that there's no Halocha of Hamod of Arocha by Kedushas Domim. So if you're going to say that the Gemara over here, when it says Shani Poro the Kotche Bedek Abayisi, means that it's a Kedushas Domim of Mizbeach, the Gemara's Kasha of Amod Baruch does not make any sense, it's not moving, because there's no Aloha of Amod Baruch by Kedushas Domim. So says Reb Chaim from this Gemara is Muchach, that the Kedushas Bedek Abayis of this Gemara means Kipshutoi, that it is Be'emes a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, even though we have to understand how this turned into a Kedushas Bedek Abayis, if the Poro Aduma was bought for money of a Trumas Halishko, but Lechir is Muchach in this this Gemara that since that was its din to be bought from the money of the Trumas Halishka, we don't have a pasuk in Teres Kerenim, like it's mentioned in the Mishnah Ishkolim, that the Pari Adumo is bought from the money of the Trumas Halishka. So even though the Kedusha was a Kedusha of Tzbedek Abayis, because that is the Kedusha of the Pari, but the Alocha and Uzekzeh Sakosuv, that it was bought from the money of the Trumas Halishka, and it turned into Kedusha of Tzbedek Abayis. But if we say, like Rashi in Yuzvachim, Yudalon Beis, that it's not a Kedusha of Tzbedek Abayis, it's only a Kedusha of Domim Lemizbeach, then the Gemara's Kasha of Amod Varocha is Einu Movin. So the Chiyuv is muchach that be'emes it is a kedushas bedek abayis, and Rashi in Zvochim Yudzayin Mudbeis does say, which is mashma Rashi over there, mafurish, that the parah is be'emes a kedushas bedek abayis mamish, and it's not just a moshul for a kedushas domim like Rashi said in Zvochim Yudalad Mudbeis. Kabbalim is the Yisodis to Geraya. Reb Chaim said this is the only Reaya we're having shas from this Gemara in Shavuos Yudalad Mudbeis, that the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis by Parah Adumah means literal a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, and it's a Mechudish Diga idea that even though it's bought for the money of the Trumas Halishka, it turns into a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis afterwards. And it's not just a moshul to say that's a Kedusha of Domin. The Gemara continues on, and the Gemara says, if the Braise is like a Pshimen, a Mesefer Shochta Agabe Marichoso, in lo Pidio Ilomis, it says that after the Shchita does not have a Pidion, and the Pshimen says in the Braise, and the Shas HaKoyshe is that I can have a Pidyon even later. Now this Etzim HaLocha, which Reb Shimon says that a Poro can be Metamet Tumas Oichlin, Rashi says the way it can be Metamet Tumas Oichlin is if it's a Sheretz goes ahead and touches this Poro. Im Noga Sheretz Bivisoro V'choza V'noga Bisoro Boichlin Tim Osom. If a Sheretz touched the boss of the Poro Adumo, then the Poro has a Tumas Oichlin enough to be Metamet something else. The other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ritvo, ask Kasha and Rashi that the Klal is in Shas, we have a Mishnah at the beginning of Tarius, Peik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that a Nivlas Uif Torah, since it says a Soifa, the Tami, Tumu Chamura, if someone goes ahead and eats a Nivlas Uif, he becomes a Tomei, a Tumu Chamura, that his clothes also become Tomei, then the Klal is that such a kind of Tumu does not need a Hechsha. Hechsha, the Gemara explains, means that it doesn't need any Hechsha Sheretz. That means that Nivlas Oiftor does not need to be Metame Oichlin, does not need any sherets to go ahead and touch this Nevela. If this Oif, this bird, which is a bird Tor, is a Nevela, then it itself has in it a Tumas Oichlin enough to be Metame something else, even without any sherets touching him, since he has a Chimer of Seifel Etame Tumah Chamur. So says the Ramban in Ritva, over here also the Poro is also a Seifa Letame Tuma Chamura, because all the Misaskim, all the people who work with the Avida of the Poro, they become Tomei, a Tuma Chamura, to be Tame Odom, Letame Begodim, and therefore it goes into the Klal of Seifa Letame Tuma Chamura, which shouldn't need a Maga Sheretz to become Tomei. Rashi says over here that it does, the only way the Poro can be Metame Tuma Seichlin is only if a Sheretz touches the Bossa of the Poro Adumo. Toisus in Baba Kama, in Ein Zayin Omed Aleph, is Marich, that could be over here, the Seifa Letame Tumah Chamura is not called a Seifa Letame Tumah Chamura like by Nivla Seif Tori, since over here it's only Metame the Misaskim, it's only Metame the people who work with the Poro, and not every other person like a Nivla Seif Tori. Anyone who eats the Nevela becomes Tomei, and therefore does not have the Klal of Seifa Letame Tumah Chamura. But by Emes Rebbe Kveige in Tshuva, in Tinyonos, in Tzadik Tes, Redi Medaik in Rashi, in Chulin, Kuf Chof Aleph, Omed Aleph, that this halacha that Seifa Letame Tumah Chamura does not need a Hechsha, Rashi learns doesn't mean a Hechsha Sheretz. Rashi learns it doesn't need a Hechsha Mayim. Normally, in order something should become Tomei, needs a Hechsha Mayim of one of the Zayin Mashkim, has to fall onto the thing which wants to become Tomei, in order that it should be Mekabel Tumah. And on that, something which is Seifa Letame Tumah Chamura does not need a Hechsha. Hechsha means Hechsha Mayim, but Hechsha Sheretz, that it should be Mekabel Tumas Oichlin, that Rashi holds, even if it's Seifa Letame Tumah Chamura, needs to have a Hechsha Sheretz, and even a Nivlas Oif Tor also needs a Hechsha Sheretz. And Rashi over here will be good, because Rashi by Poro also holds you need a Maga Sheretz, even though it's Seifa Letame Tumah Chamura. Al Kaponim, the Gemara says that this Breiser by us, which says Shochta Gabi Marichosa, Ilo Pidio Ilomis, cannot be like Shittas Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, Rish Lakish explained that does have a Shas HaKoyshe that it could be Niftis Al Gabi Marichosa. Rashi over here has a different Girsa in the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara by us says a Lashon of Hoy Vahuysa Lo Shas HaKoyshe. Rashi says a Lashon of the Hoy Vahyish Lo Shas HaKoyshe, which in Mashma that even now it still has a Shas HaKoyshe. which is l'chiria, according to what the Gemara says, that Rish Lakish holds according to Shimon, you could be paid the parah even once it had a shechita agabe marocho, then l'chiria, this parah still has a shas akusha, because it could be niftis, if motzanoia emeno, then it could be niftis, so therefore even now it has a shas akusha. Tosfos in Baba Kama Ein Zayin Amud Aleph asks on the lashon of the Gemara of Hoy V'Hoy Olosh Asakoyshe that l'chir, even now you could already be poida the parah. The Rimigash over here, in order to answer Tosfos' question in Baba Kama Ein Zayin, which Tosfos asks on the lashon of Hoy Olosh Asakoyshe, explains our Gemara in a different way, and he says that Shimon says that parah metame tumas oichlin does not mean like Rashi, that parah metame tumas oichlin on the bosa of the parah once it's been shechted agabe amarocha. The Gemara means that Reb Shimon holds that the parah can be metame tumas oichlin even after it's burnt. After the shechita, we go ahead and burn the parah and we make eifa chatos. And this parah, says the Rimigash, a big chiddush, that even after it's burnt and it's in ashes, can still be metame a tumas oichlin. Even though normally we need a oichel for tumas oichlin. But over here, says Reb Shimon, hoil v'hoi salosh asakoyshe. Even though now, of course, you won't be able to be poida the parah anymore, but since originally it did have a shas akoyshe before the sreifa, therefore even after the sreifa could still be metame tumas oichlin. And this is Yad David in the sefer. He explains that this is what Rimigash is trying to answer Tosfos kasha, that the loshen of hoy alosh shas akoyshe is shver. Rashi Bemis has a different gist of yish losh shas akoyshe. So says the Rimigash that hoy alosh means because it's mekabel tuma, it's metame and it's mekabel tuma of tumas oichlin even after sreifa, even once it's already been burnt. The shoyel in Tshuvas Harashbo chelik aleph simin lamed beis brings down this Rimigash that says, according to Shimon, a parah, even after it's been burnt, can be metame tumas oichlin, and asks, how do we find such a kind of tumah of tumas oichlin on eifa? Even oichlin which are already tomei, and if we burn them, the halacha is that spoka tumosam, the tumah is not there anymore. So how can the bichal a tumas oichlin on the eifa apor? So says the Rashba, that be'emes the kasha itself, which he asks, for how is the tumah on eifa? The etzem musig, that you can have the idea that you can have a tumor on eifa, we find that there's a tumor of eifa chatos. Eifa chatos does have a tumor that someone who touches it, that someone who works, someone is asking, in this eifa chatos is mekabel tumor. There is a kabbalah's tumor and a shem tumor of eifa chatos. So says the Rashba that the question is not on the Rimigash, how is the tumor on eifa? Because there is a musig, we do find the idea of a tumor, even on eifa, which is eifa chatos, could have a tumor, a Kabbalah's tumor. But the question is that a tumas oichlin doesn't apply. A tumas oichlin is needed to have a shem oichl. It has to be a food. And if this thing is not anymore, it's not basar, this basar parah is not anymore oichl because it's been burnt, then how can it be mekabel tumas oichlin? How can it be metame tumas oichlin? Says the Rashi Baba Emes, Divrei Arashi, which Rashi explains the Gemara over here by us, that the tumor which Reb Shimon says is going on the basar haparah before the sreifa is noichin yoisa, is easier to understand. Because according to the Rimigash, we have to understand how is a shaykh a tumas oichlin. That means even though you do have a tumor of a tumas eifa chatos, but a tumas oichlin, that l'chir, does not apply after sreifa. The Dvar Avraham in Chilek Beisim and Chav Gimel points out from this Rashba that you see in this Rashba a zaitig and a kuda that this tumor which we find always by eifa chatos, which is metame the misaskim, is be'emes a kabbalas tumor on the eifa itself, and therefore says Rashba that the chalois tumor by eifa is not something hard to understand, because we do find such kind of tumor that the eifa chatos has a kabbalas tumor of a tumor which is metame the misaskim, the people who work with the eifa. Says the Dvar Avraham, no Tosfos in Baba Kama Ein Zayin is mashma the be'emes is bichlal no kabbalas tumor. The eifa chatos is not tomei. The eifa chatos is just metame, someone who works with it. The aloch is, it's a kosu, that someone works with the eifa chatos, he becomes tome, a tumas misaskim. But there's no tumor at all on the eifa. And the Rashba's mavur mefurish that the emesis is a tumor on the eifa, because that's where he tells the shoyl that the ikka musik, the idea of having a tumor on the eifa, is not a shverer thing, because we do find that this eifa chatos is metame the misaskim, because it is mekabel tumah. Only the tumas oichlin, the Rashba says, is shver on the Rimigash. The Al-Kaponim, you see in the Rashba, says in the Dvar Avraham, that this, the Rashba holds not like Tosfos in Baba Kama, and b'emes this tumah which is there by tumas misaskim is a chalois tumah which is on the eifa, which this causes that anyone who works with the eifa chatos becomes tomei. This is a chiddush which you see from this Tshuva of Rashba, who asked the kasha on the Rimigash in our sugya in Shavuos Yudalev from the base.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.